Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Merry Christmas! Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, with that little ho-ho-ho from Mike Gary. And we are here ready to go with the show, on with the program. Everything you need to know, the politics of sports is what we talk about. Again, I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman there who's adjusting everything there. Again, making sure everything is set up just according to what he wants.
Yes.
Proper levels, everything there.
Yeah.
We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. How
you know,
are you?
I'm fine now that I've got my headgear, my battle-weary...
You had a problem.
My battle-weary headgear.
You had a problem. Fred, ladies and gentlemen, was just before the show started, said, do we have... This is a terrible thing when you're in the radio business. Do we have any other headphones? And this place went into, like, just craziness. Operations manager extraordinaire, Mike Gary, came in, tossed some headphones at you. You were able to hook them up with just a second's notice and just in time to hear Happy Holidays and hear the Christmas tune.
Well, the production cat ran down the hallway. He was so upset.
Yeah. Apparently somebody is it some other sports show?
What's that?
You think Colin Cowherd, does he put in some phony microphone headsets there so that you can't hear the broadcast? You think someone's trying to sabotage your show?
I couldn't speak for him.
What?
I don't speak
Something's
for
wrong
him.
With my headphones. It's not working.
Something's wrong with your headset. But I'm ready to go. This holiday season coming up here, these next couple weeks, whatever they are, is really the run jump to a new season for us. A new year, 2022 is coming up, and I'm excited and optimistic, and I'm ready to go, brother.
You are ready to move forward, right?
I am. Honestly, I am.
Have you decided what you're doing for the holidays? You coming by the house for Christmas Eve?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to go for a walk around the neighborhood and
catch some air, and then figure out what you're going to do.
You know, I've always loved seeing how my neighbors celebrate, Christmas and New Year's and those things. And,
are you like the Griswold family? Do you put like Christmas lights out and everything?
No, I
decorate the home.
I don't do anything.
You up on the roof?
I don't
on
do
a ladder.
None of that stuff.
I like to see you deck.
No, no.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here. You had football news, baseball still locked out, a whole lot more. So stay with us. It's the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
He's the man.
Someone found a lighted house late one night, and he saw through the window a sight.
A big man in a chair, and little tiny men everywhere.
He's the man.
You know something, listening to the Beach Boys,
yes.
You know, I have come to the conclusion that in all my years, and there's been a lot of years, that the Beach Boys best represent my childhood.
We sort of hit that same kind of ideal, because I can remember loving rock music, but the Beach Boys were always the group that I think I bought their albums first off. Little Surfin' Safari was the first 45 I bought, and then there was Surfin' USA.
Yep.
They were Flipside with Shut Down and 409. I think it was
Surfin', playing old Surfin'.
Bah, bah, dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-bah, bah. See?
Yep. See? That's it. And
even more than Elvis, am I correct?
Well, here's what it was. It was Beach Boys, Elvis, Little Richard.
Yeah, Little Richard. You're a little older than I am.
Little Richard was a little... He was good.
A little before my time.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
You're the bicentennial, quadruple centennial. Whatever you got going.
Silver Jubilee.
Silver Jubilee, that's right.
75 years.
75 years is still going strong. And by the way, you can see the old Silver Jubilee, as we like to call them here at CRN, the Competition Radio Network, and at Sports Byline Radio and at Sirius XM. You can see Fred Dreyer everywhere, but you can check him out on Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, mm-hmm. Online 967, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Radio. And then you got the video that we do for you on Roku and Facebook Live and CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, the list goes on and on and on. YouTube, for gosh sake.
Multi-platformed.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks so much.
That's why you're the star of the show.
Hey, look.
That, telling you, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Now, if we could, Fred, and yep. I would like to kind of bring you front and center, if I could, just to kind of get a good view of you here right now and make sure we take care of you. And let's get into some of the comments on our chat room there on Facebook Live, if we are so inclined to do so. First off, Nikki says, hi from Nebraska.
Hi from Nebraska. You know? Yes, hello.
By the way, there, if I can pause here for Nikki and you, there's a story out. Today is National Popcorn Ball Day. You know the popcorn balls?
I have never heard of that.
Popcorn with the Garo syrup and all that?
I understand what that is.
There's a Madison here, our new producer. She's a little, can be out there sometimes. She came up with this story, and she found it on the World Wide Web. Apparently in Nebraska, they had terrible weather conditions where it was real hot and also rainy. And it got hot and rainy, and they had sugar cane in one field, popcorn in another, and it got so hot that the popcorn popped on the corn stalks. And then it got, you know, with the rain and everything, it got the sugar cane that got hot and it melted down, and it got with the popcorn balls and they formed balls. And that was when somebody said, wait a minute, maybe we should make these things as popcorn balls. And today's the anniversary of that day.
That was a natural connection.
That's our lead story on the show.
That's some story, all right.
All right, back to some more comments. Thank you, Nikki from Nebraska, for letting me think about that. She hopes you're doing well, Fred. That's what
I'm
she
doing
says.
Very well, Nikki. Merry Christmas to you.
New Mexico, Bruce is in, checking in, saying hi there for you today. And power was out, by the way, in Nebraska, Nikki says, and she says it's back on, so that's good.
Well, that's the reason the corn popped.
That could be. Now, Bernard says he's in Ottawa, snowing there in Ottawa. And it was snowing at my brother's place in Tehachapi, California yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Steve says happy holidays to you. What else we got here today? Hi from Lawndale, from Kathy. El Camino College, 75 years and going strong, just like you, Fred Dreyer.
Beautiful.
Just like you.
See, it can be done, Mike.
Can be.
Don't lose faith.
75 years, that's good. Gay says, Fred, invited to my daughter's for Christmas Eve casual dinner. So maybe that could be a place you could go for Christmas Eve.
I'm inviting myself.
Well, you could.
I'm inviting myself to strangers' houses.
Casual dinner. It's good. All right, let's get into some football news here, if we could, because we got you and I handicapped. We were, 10-4 last week?
Yeah, we were 10-4. Yeah, we were 10-4.
Some crazy games out there, you know? There's just some of these teams.
You can't depend on an NFL season like when I played. When I played, I could guarantee the viewers and the fans a great performance,
yep.
And you could bet on us, and you would come through winners.
Well, here's the thing. Even you go into the AFC, and you got, what is it? Is it Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati is there? Nobody really wants to step ahead and win that division.
Yeah, that's right.
And so they're saying, like, some of those teams are 7-6 or something, so you got to watch how you handicap. And some of them got COVID problems and stuff. So here's the deal. They're saying that this new COVID that's out now, the Omicron, sounds like some kind of Star Trek.
Some other Omicron lie that they perpetuated.
Damn it, Jim. It's the Omicron. And then, you know.
That's it.
That's it, right? You know?
Spock.
What's wrong?
Spock.
I must get Bones. Bones, what do you think it is? It's the Omicron, Jim. Damn it.
Jim.
Where's my scotch? No, that's Scotty has a scotch. Anyway, no. So. There's a COVID spike. I don't know if you've noticed or not. A lot of teams have players out with COVID. Rams
or with something.
The Rams had 5 players out testing positive for a coronavirus ahead of the last Monday night's game against Arizona, which they won, by the way. Detroit Lions, they've been having a tough year. They had 8 players out. The Washington football, I think they got like 18 or 19 guys that have been testing positive
there.
That
poor franchise.
Cleveland Browns had 8 players on the list and everything. So,
unbelievable.
How do you move forward when these players can't play? So you go and you think, well, you know, so-and-so, this team should win, and then you find out that 8 guys are gone because of COVID.
Isn't that the question of the day? How are we going to survive with the government intervening like this?
That's why I brought it up,
well,
so we could talk about it.
Gee whiz, we can...
And they say that this is... It's more transmissible, this Omicron, but it's not as deadly, is what they're saying with it now. So these guys have it, and
they are just falling short of calling it what's the word
disastrous? What?
I had it. I'll come back. I'll think about it. Go ahead.
But anyway, they just fall short of calling it a problem. So here's the thing. I want to ask you. You played. There were times when flu hit a team or somebody was sick or someone wasn't feeling well.
Uh-huh.
How did you guys handle it in the New York Giants locker room when you were there or the Rams locker room?
Well I'm going to tell you that
please,
story.
Please, I want to hear it.
Training camp of right around 1973, 74.
Okay.
Fullerton, California. 20 players come down with a terrible case of
20.
Diarrhea and the flu. So they say.
In your locker room, right?
Well, you know, I'll tell
okay,
you.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You said, so they say you were there.
Yes, I was there.
Thank you.
Sometimes
thank
I don't think I was, but... they went to room, and all the players that complained and tested positive for some sort of illness, usually a fever and vomiting and so forth and so on, they were prescribed whatever the drug was, whatever the order of the day was, and they were told to stay in the rooms while the rest of the team carried on their duties as designated. That means they all went to practice, they all did what they did, they came back, they had lunch, and they went to their rooms with the people who were sick in the rooms, teammates. And then they got up and they went to practice again. Then they came back, they went to dinner, and they just carried on regardless of the flu.
In the same room, the person with the flu?
Yeah, that's correct. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody did anything.
Wow.
They gave them a shot, a gamma globulin shot, to hit their immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And they told them to stay in bed, drink water. And guess what?
What?
When you feel good, then you can come to practice. Until then, stay right here. And in within 3 or 4 days, it was all back to normal, folks. And that's no different than what's going on here. Nobody died.
Spoken from the horse's mouth, Fred Dreyer will be back in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now we're talking. This is my favorite, the Drifters.
Yeah, they're good. These guys.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Best version of this tune is great.
Where those trees are.
I want that background. That guy right there.
Listen,
great.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Yep.
And I am dreaming of a white Christmas.
He gets real hot.
With every Christmas card I write.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready.
May your days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright.
Great version of this tune, the Drifters. Here we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Fred Dreyer, everybody.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
That's so
right when he had the flu in the locker room at the Rams.
Exactly. This is I was riding my Schwinn bicycle to Palos Verdes driving range to shag golf balls for strangers during my two-week Christmas vacation. I would play this song. I would play this song on my transistor radio. I'd tape it to my handlebars. So I had stereo when I was like 12, 13 years of age.
Hoffman radio. Little
on my Hoffman.
The one you gave me and then took back.
That's correct. Well, look.
Hand me all.
Here it is.
Your Christmas is. Be wild.
I think this is the end, Mike.
I think so. I think we play way too much.
Yeah.
My apologies to YouTube in case they blow this segment off the air.
No, this is very good. That's the fun of having a sports talk show.
Once a year. It's our once a year
beautiful
holiday tribute there. Did you enjoy it? Our audience is going
thank
crazy.
You, that was the cat that was applauding.
That's really
by
good.
The
Drifters and White Christmas. I love it. Thank you, Mike Gehry, for putting in the holiday music.
Very, very good job, Mike.
All right. So we're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic, the Omicron variant that's out there that's affecting a lot of the teams in football now. As we got, what, about four more games left before the playoffs start? People don't know what's going to be happening. So when you're going to be picking your winners, you got to think who's available to play and who's not, correct?
Well, sure you do. I mean, and this is the issue. This is the constant flux of being under the thumb of government, whether it's the government network, whether it's government in the ownership, whether it's the government in your own league, the NFL Players Association. You know, players and the union had better get a hold of this issue, and they've got to tell the distributors and the networks what they're willing to do and what they're not willing to do. And there can't be a season if you're going into every season like this. And this is not going away. The union has to demand that they are responsible for their own union and their own health, just like your neighbor, your aunt, your next door neighbor. The same people that the government is telling you haven't got the right under our leadership to have your own decisions regarding your health care. It's interesting. A woman has the right to murder a fetus. The government has given them that right. And you turn around here now, and the rest of us, when it comes time to a cold or a fever or a symptom that's that threatens us, we can't decide. I think I'll take hydroxychloroquine, and I think I'll take a vitamin D. I think I'll take some zinc and vitamin C. I think I'll drink water. I think I'll take a sauna. I think I'll rest today, and I just will just be by myself. And when I'm done, I can get up and take part in my daily activities and be with my friends and family and my workers. This is America. You make your own decisions. And if the National Football League does not start thinking this way and tell ownership, we're the players, and you sure as hell better respect what we're doing. Otherwise, we're going to be just like baseball. We're going to shut this thing down, and we're going to take a look at how the cow ate the cabbage, as they say on the farm. Let's say we want to get away from shots. We want to make our own decisions involving our own health and what path to take. And if you don't do that, be ashamed of yourself. You're going to sit here and be at the whim of every dopey owner or every group of people to tell you how to live your lives and how to earn a living. You know, the only group at risk are about 65 and older with a debased immune system and or a pre-existing health condition, you know. And to actually, in the face of all this, proffer that we're going to shoot kids in the arm is immoral to me. You're not going to take children, and you're not going to shoot them and lie to them and their parents. And the parents had better stop this. They had better get a hold of their children, get with their husbands and the rest of their family members and decide what to do. Just like the players' union, just like baseball, football, basketball, everybody else. And stop listening to anything that would block your attempt and your success at being reasonable and comprehensive about your own issues. Just because you work for the National Football League, just because you work for a heavy-handed group at the network, just because all those things are true, it's also true that you are in control. Get together, band together, be in control. And there's absolutely, someone has to take the reins away from that idiot liar, that dwarf Fauci. That guy is destroying this country with this rhetoric. He's been lying to people for the last 2 years. Somebody's got to grab him by the nape of the neck like you would that cat over there and grab him and throw him out the door. And if you don't do that, you're a fool.
Well, you got a lot said there, but I think a lot of people agree with you but are scared to talk about it. Now, here's another kind of a related story, because I watch Sunday Night Football. I like the football team there. Michelle Tafoya is usually on the sideline. She's been out. They say that she was gone for some bye weeks, like the players have a bye week where they don't play. She took some time off. They were in the cold weather, and she wasn't there. But apparently there's more to the story, and she was on The View. And, that's a kiss of death if you're on that show.
You better believe it.
And so she goes on The View, and apparently, she's got some conservative viewpoints. So she was on her first day. She compared COVID to the flu, which she said also kills people. And then she also talked about the Civil War. And on her second day, things took off. She made some questionable statements about Colin Kaepernick, and that got some groans from the audience. And then she took off after Thanksgiving and from Sunday Night Football, and it hasn't returned. She's back. And so now they say this may be her last year on,
good. She doesn't
on Sunday Night
there.
Football. So it's like,
she doesn't,
what's the deal?
There.
People can't have an opinion in this country anymore.
Well,
you may not agree with me. But here's you have your opinion, I defend your right to have an opinion.
Well, that's not it. You're entering into a political conversation when this shouldn't be a conversation. This should be a conversation about the health, your family's health, and everybody else can go, suck their thumb and complain and bitch and gripe. If Michelle Tafoya can't have an opinion that isn't deemed political, then there is no stating of fact. There is no stating of an ability to think for yourself, to reason, and to have rationale.
Because of cancel culture. If you don't go along with what the culture says we should be going along with, you're canceled. And this is what's happening to Michelle Tafoya.
They politicized all of that, all of the human attributes as a politic. And they're losing by it, by the way, folks. They're losing this battle.
I think people are getting tired of it. I'm looking in our chat room, and people are agreeing with you.
I think so. And I'm not trying to push Donald Trump for president. I'm trying to just get people to stop being bossed around by a fascist regime and think for themselves and act accordingly.
Exactly.
You want to put a mask on? You want to sleep with one on?
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. It's fine. But don't complain, unless you have the ability to stick up for yourself.
Well, here's I had the COVID-19 over a year and a half ago.
You did, yes.
Yeah, and I had the antibodies. I can't believe it because at the time they said, well, we don't know how long the antibodies will last. They're still in my system, Adam, tested, 8 weeks ago or whatever, and they're still there. To me, that's the most important thing. If you
exactly.
have antibodies, I don't want the shot. I don't want anything to mess up my antibodies. And doctors are starting to talk about this, and it's starting to creep into the culture now that may be a way to look at it. So there's various viewpoints. Get with your doctor, figure out what you want to do for yourself, as Fred has said, and move forward.
You have to stop vaccinating and let your own immune system develop.
And let's let people have their opinions. Michelle Tafoya, whoever you are, whether you agree with them or not, that's what this country's all about, opinions together and talk things out. Otherwise, what a boring world we'd be if you all had to live the same
Michelle
way.
Should call me. I'll help
her. Maybe we should get her on the show.
I'll help her.
All right, we'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining the show.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible at Staples. Right now, your local Staples has you covered with supplies and services for your business and holiday shipping. Plus, this Friday through Sunday, in-store only, get 50% off UPS Ground and Express shipping services. Be sure to ship your packages express by the 21st to get them there in time for the holiday. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Offer valid 12/17 through 12/19. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays. from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sports book. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
That pumpkin pie. I'm playing the role on the TV version of our radio cast today.
But this
I'm
Leo Terrell. This is Elvis, right? This is Elvis. Yeah, that's Elvis.
This is a lovely Brenda Lee. I'm being Leo Terrell on the Sean Hannity show when you talk. I'm just going like this. Nod my head.
That's it.
Good holiday Christmas music for you. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. Thanks for joining us in the Sports Lounge. Hey, a big game on last Monday night game. The Rams playing the Cardinals, and the Arizona Cardinals had the best record in football, and all of a sudden they lose one. They not only don't have the best record, Green Bay does, and then the Cardinals fall from first seed into third seed. There's stuff happening
here.
It's
a wacky year.
It's a wacky year, am I right?
Yeah, sure.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Hey, get a sentimental view if you want to. You want to know what I always say?
We got to deck the halls.
Yeah. Deck those halls with balls of all. Holly.
There you go. Very nice.
All right.
Very good.
Welcome back here to the show. So anyway, you and I thought the Cardinals would win and the Rams came through. Ed Stafford was looking pretty good in that game.
Well, you know, the Cardinals, as the season goes on, they have the strange ability to fold. The last couple of years they did.
Yeah.
You know, they did.
And
let's see. You know, the Rams have good breeding. They decided to show up and play. They played the line of scrimmage pretty good.
Yeah.
For the most part, the Cardinals haven't flowered yet. You know, they haven't come around to understanding that they have the ability to win these games. Instead, they get shy and they don't show up.
By the way, congratulations, basketball news, to Steph Curry, man. This guy, the all-time three-point leader. That's tough to throw those three-pointers.
And he's uncanny. He practices when he's at home. He practices by going down the hallway toward the locker room. And just before he gets underneath the bleachers, he practices shooting.
Unbelievable.
And it's like 200 feet. He sinks these things.
What a guy. I'm telling you, that's good stuff. He went and bought some Rolex watches for some of his teammates that helped set him up and everything. That's pretty good. And this Lane Kiffin, wasn't he the guy that was at USC and then he wasn't? He was there, gone. He's now in the news. He says he's realizing that college football players are now able to act like coaches every offseason.
Oh, gee, what a discovery.
He says that when they get out of high school, the early signing period for high school recruits starts up, and he said many players are looking to transfer have been actively searching for their new schools, and the players put their names in to with coaching staffs and stuff, and they want to go to the upcoming season where they can transfer to where they're going to get paid the most.
Well, that's the way it is now. You know, money. Yeah, and believe me, you know something? Can I tell you?
Please. That's what this show's all about.
They've got probably just almost as much money as the government does to spend on this stuff. You know, Sarkisian.
You think so? Yeah,
I think they get a lot of money. Sarkisian, you know, used to be the SC guy at USC with Kiffin. And then they each got jobs. You know, they got Kiffin. Sarkisian got the offensive coordinator job, and here's what's interesting. You're going to see, you know, the new coach from Oklahoma. What's his name?
The new coach from Oklahoma. Yeah,
whatever his name is.
You're talking about the USC. Yeah, he came over where all the money was. They bought him a house, everything.
Yeah, they bought him 6 houses. Yeah. They bought him a lot of houses.
Anyway, he said USC.
So he's at USC. So you're going to see them control the line of scrimmage. You're going to get big offensive linemen, and they're going to pound people crazy. And that's what this guy's going to do. And he's going to throw the ball when necessary. Did you see the couple of SC players, including the quarterback, Slovis?
Yeah.
They transferred.
Yeah. That's what the Howard Price, our college guy, said this is what's going to happen. And so here's the deal. Pete Carroll was okay for a while. He destroyed the football program at USC when he went into the NFL, and now he's slowly destroying Seattle's team up there. And so now, you know, it's about time USC rebuilt something. So we'll see what happens.
Well, they're gonna be fine, and they're gonna be fine pretty quick. And you know, Kiffin and Sarkisian, they were SC years ago, and now they've got a new group of people there now.
A lot of people commenting here. Kathy saying thanks for the memory, she's loving the show. Nikki saying well said, Fred. And then Pamela, when she gets involved in here, and you got a lot of women chiming in here on the show. She says excellent program, Fred.
Yep.
And with some serious subjects, but she says I must say, Fred, you still have that fabulous Hunter smile that we all fell in love with years
ago.
Could you give us one of them big smiles? Come on. Little better one. Come on. That's a good smile. Now, since we're talking about that, let's get into some fan mail. This show is flying by here today, and I'm telling you, I hope we have time to get everything in. For gosh sakes, thanks to Jeremy Dayton, who's our producer here on the show.
Yep.
Comes up with some good stuff for us, old JD here.
Yeah, sure.
So, forgive him. He's a Baltimore Raven fan. Luckily, we picked Cleveland.
Boy,
Did
we pick Cleveland or what?
Did we? Yes, we did. So we got to Gary says, I wish I could find Land's End on DVD. This was one of the first syndicated independent projects that you put together. Was Disney involved in this also?
Yeah, they were, but they didn't own it. I owned half of it along with a company called Sky Vision out of Canada, who was sponsored and teamed up with Labatt Beer.
Oh, Labatt is there.
So we did a combination. We got $450,000 from Disney, mm-hmm. and we got another $450,000, making $900,000 per hour that we agreed in contract to make the series. And we shot we made 22 hours of these things. They were unusual, and they were the prototype, and they were very good early. You know, we started making stuff. We had a real good idea of what we wanted to do. We had a great cast, and it was had Pamela Bowen, Tim Thomerson, and you know, the late great Jeff Lewis.
Yeah.
You know, who was really hilarious.
And they're still on Tubi and they're still on Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can check them all out. So let's get into some more email here. And here's a thing here. You know, we do this show on Radio Sirius XM and Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio. But we also do video for you on Roku and Facebook Live and CRNTalk.com and Twitter and Twitch and Tiki Live and Periscope. And if you don't catch it live, you can catch them on YouTube, the segments. So this one here that we're going to show you here is a picture that sent in by Pamela, who just commented, and she said there's some Christmas caricatures of Hunter and McCall that were created some years ago by a very talented lady for a now defunct fan page. And she says, I don't know the artist's name, but I hope someone may recognize the work. So if you get a chance, look on YouTube and search Fred Dreyer Show, Sports
that?
Lounge. She's got a picture here of Fred Dreyer in a caricature in a beautiful Christmas sweater.
I have, don't
and
laugh.
McCall.
Don't laugh. I have the matching pants to that sweater.
Yeah, Dee Dee and Rick, and it's a caricature that we'll put up there. In fact, we should post this on our lounge page here at crntalk.com so you can check it out. We'll get that up there for you. She says, Pamela says, these are cute, and she did a great job, don't you think? So your thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, I mean, I don't you know, so many people did things like this. Mugs, yeah. T-shirts, ties, you know, and these are seasonal efforts that are greatly appreciated.
And you've got little reindeer on your head over there. It's,
yes.
McCall's got a Santa cap on, and you've got
She's
the reindeer.
She's ready to hit the rack.
She is ready to do that. It's good. Now, we also have some memories here, also from Pamela, photos from a 1985 favorite episode of Hunter called The Biggest Man in Town. And this is where you went undercover, you, Fred Dreyer, as Hunter, and you used the name Rick Stoner. In this resort town.
I went undercover with that girl. Get it?
You went undercover. Got it. Under the covers.
Got it?
Yeah, got it. The resort town of Campo Alta, California. You were looking for a blackmailer's killer. Now, in this episode, and we have a picture that we'll post up at our website at the lounge, the sportslounge.com. There's a picture of you driving a Jaguar. Now, that wasn't your usual vehicle, and you're sort of hiding the Jaguar, it looks like, in the brush so you can get out and look around.
Well, I can't drive a cop car.
No, so this was your undercover vehicle
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was the Jaguar. What the vehicle was this? Did you enjoy the Jaguar? Did it handle well?
That's too small for me. It's
just not the one for you, right?
No, that's not for me.
Okay. Now, also in this episode, you then took off your shirt, and there's a picture of you first getting hydrated with some water. You drinking the water, and you still have to this day. And then this is a pretty buff Fred Dreyer, I must say. If I was a woman, I might take a second look, but I just glanced at it once, and that's all I need to see.
What does it say what I was doing there?
No, it just says you're shirtless in this episode. So
well,
that's going to be posted
that.
Up. Well, we're going to get it for our radio listeners to take a look at it so they can comment on it. There's a shirtless picture of you. And then right after that, apparently you went to the library and you started flirting with the librarian.
Yeah.
And you're wearing what I would think is a great Hilo Hattie or maybe a Tommy Bahama a Hawaiian shirt.
Hilo Hattie collection.
Yeah, it's a blue shirt with some bright reddish-orange leaves on it.
Yeah.
This is probably a shot in the fall of the year. Am I correct on this? Is this the...
Yeah, that's right. It's the California version.
Kind of
it's the California version of fall, summer.
It's beautiful. You should wear more of these button-down shirts like this. This is beautiful. It's a really bright blue.
I could wear a tie with that.
Get one of them split complimentaries. And apparently the librarian is Miss Lorton, and it's played by Nana Visitor. Is that the name of her?
That's her name.
She's not bad looking there, Fred.
She's not at all.
Did you get to know her more in the
episode? We didn't cast unattractive people.
I guess that's true. And then later on, if this wasn't enough for you to go and it's not.
Not
for Hunter. not for my pal Rick Hunter here,
right.
Let me tell you. Not at all. So we got to you, Rick Hunter. You're going to sneak in here a little bit. And this is where McCall gets a little kind of scared. She's taking a bath, and you pull. You're wearing the same blue shirt with the
I get around.
Go from the librarian to McCall, who appears to be naked with just suds on. And she's got her back to the camera, and you're pulling your weapon on her and also your gun.
Excuse me?
You pulled your weapon
right.
And your gun on McCall, and it's amazing.
Well, I have it in my contract to designate how she's dressed in all of these scenes.
Yeah. Well, it was quite interesting. Thank you, Pamela, for sending that in. That episode is The Biggest Man in Town. You don't want to miss that on Hunter.
In more ways than one.
And then we got another guy here. Well, when we come back, we got some more letters here and things for you. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is your Fred, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Charlie Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk, C-A-L-K.com, and we'll get it on the air for you. Oh, boy, what a show today. This one has been flying by.
It's nutty.
When we come back, there's a special request for you. We'll see what we can do to help out on that.
All right.
There's a whole lot of things. You going to take five there? You going to lean back in the chair?
I'm going to put my feet up to see if anybody recognizes my new Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell, look at those beautiful slippers.
My slippers.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred and I are going to be home for Christmas.
Please have snow and
when this show's over with, I'm going right down to the on-ramp of the 405-5 freeway and head due north.
Christmas Eve will find me.
Fred Dryer coming home for the holidays.
Where the love light gleams.
Bringing Hollywood cheer with him.
I'll be home. Christmas.
There you have it. Boy, did they cut that one down, I'll tell you.
Ooh.
Anyway, again, thanks to Pamela Johnson. A lot of comments on the on our Facebook Live page and on the internet about the biggest man in town. A lot of the ladies out there saying a great wardrobe in that show. They love that blue shirt with the
I had a skin shirt.
Rust.
I had a shirt.
Those rust-colored leaves that are on there. Now, we had a request for you, too, and this comes to us from a guy named Avi. He says, I hope you and yours are doing well, Fred. I host a web series which airs every Saturday night live at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook, and he's wondering if you're able to maybe be on his show as a guest at some point.
I don't know.
Well, so he's giving you some dates or whatever. We'll have to see if you can make it there on the show or not. And we'll get back to you, Avi, on it and let you know. That's our show. Is that it? This show just flew by. What can I tell you?
What the hell is happening?
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Follow him on Facebook, Facebook Live, /TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. You can see the video portion of the show on YouTube. Get to our webpage if you want to. Sports Lounge On Demand. You can pick up the show at any time you want to and listen to it. Shout at your Amazon Echo or Google Home. Say, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and it'll start playing for you. It's a pretty good thing for you. All right, we got to get out of here and make way for the next show. But thank you so much for joining us here on the big broadcast. What you got planned for the week, Fred? Get your Christmas shopping done yet?
Yeah, I'm getting a motorboat for all of my friends, and I got to get down to the marina tonight to check it out.
Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I hope I make it. There's a lot of traffic.